Kotzebue based Manilik Association will be laying off around 40 employees effective immediately. Exact numbers could not yet be confirmed, but could possibly be higher. Manilik President Ian Ehrlich made the announcement this morning on radio station KOTZ in Kotzebue. Ehrlich had sent an email to employees this week indicating the cuts, saying that some programs would no longer be in service. As Manilik moves into FY 2012, the new fiscal year starts in October. Ehrlich blamed the federal government for the health providers' budget shortfalls.
When you're putting together a business strategy, you have to make assumptions and you have to forecast numbers. You know, we do the best that we can. It's, you know, Congress, it's up to them to provide the funding for the programs that we're operating on their behalf. And we always would like for them to adequately fund it, since we're really running programs that are out of a trust responsibility. We did hope that they would pass the president's proposed budget for IHS, and it just didn't happen this year. So that caused us, since it was at such a late time in the fiscal year, it caused us to have overruns.
Ehrlich said that Manilik's revenue projection for the coming fiscal year did not materialize due to congressional action, and the reductions in federal funding caused in-house budget shortfalls, which have boomeranged into program cuts.
When we put our budget together, we had about a $12 million gap that we were looking at based off of what we were operating on this year. And so we had to start looking at making some cuts. We brought it down from 12 to 10 million. And at that point, it was pretty clear that administrators were understandably reluctant to let go of some programs. But it comes down to the fact of, do we have funds to run these programs or not? And so we had to look at programs that didn't bring in any money at all, basically programs that we would subsidize.
He said Manilik's board of directors approved the move.
We just had to propose that we can't continue to run these programs. There's just no money for them. It's not a management issue. It's just the fact that there's no funds coming in the door to operate these programs. We had to remove those from the budget, and it was a difficult choice. And it was a proposal that we had to give to the board, because we have to propose a balanced budget.
Manilik Communications Manager Maya Lukin says affected employees have already been notified. Lukin says Manilik is attempting to minimize the impact of the reductions by trying to move laid-off employees into vacant jobs in-house. Lukin would not specify the number of jobs lost, saying only that they would be in the programs Manilik subsidized.